take 8th Estate here, and kind of a tough weekend up and down. You get 2 on the award stands here, but you had great effort from a lot of your kids there this weekend. What do you take away from this weekend?
You know, our guys, they compete. Regardless of the situation, the stage wasn't too big. You know, we competed, just we didn't quite catch the breaks we needed to, you know. And like I've always said, this 4A state tournament is so deep and competitive, the smallest mistake can cost you. And unfortunately, that was the case for us this weekend. But, you know, we got 4 guys coming back next year, and we'll be ready. We'll be good.
Yeah. Well, you had your finalist, Aston Perez, a 3-time qualifier for you, and he had a big lead there, just kind of got caught, and it's heartbreaking to see him lose like that. But you know what? He had a great career, a 2-time placer for you.
He did. We're going to miss Aston Perez. He helped redefine the culture in our room. He showed up, worked hard every day, loved the sport, natural leader. You know, your heart breaks for him to lose a match like that. But like I told him, you know, the sun's going to rise tomorrow. He's going to go out and wrestle somewhere next year. I'm not sure where yet, but he's got offers. He's got interest, and I said, that's not going to define you. What you do next will define you. Because I'll always remember Aston as the kid that just worked his tail off and, you know, was just always successful for us. Not getting the championship doesn't change how much I love that kid. So,
well, then your 106-pounder Quentin Pott in that same weight class, he moves up a spot, almost made the finals, just couldn't quite get her done. But, you know, third place is still pretty good at this tournament.
Yeah, Q was pretty torn up last night. You know, he felt like he kind of kicked that match away. And again, he just made one small mistake in that semifinal match, and Clay Center kid capitalized on it. Can't take anything away from that kid, you know. But Quentin, you know, he told him last night, hey, again, that's not going to define you. What you do next defines you. And he came back and wrestled really well, pinned both his kids in the first period today to get third place. So going from fourth last year to third this year, and he's going to lift. He's going to get big. We'll be back next year better than ever. So we're excited for that.
We had a lot of kids on the backside there, with some of them ending their careers there. Jay Scarson just one match away. Alex Corpus made it to this day. Your 60-pounder there, Nick Holmes there. And a lot of others there were so close, even some underclassmen that were close to winning first-round matches. Yeah. But you had to be proud of how they were able to accomplish some things this year.
Absolutely. You know, and like I said earlier, just we wanted to compete. We wanted people to know that, hey, these Ulysses kids are going to fight us till the end. And we did that. You know, did we get the results we wanted? Absolutely not. But, Jace fought really hard. You know, it's never fun losing in the cry round. But, our seniors, Jace, Nick, Alex, those guys on the backside, I told every one of them, I'm thankful I had the opportunity to work with them. I'm thankful that they were in my life for the short period of time they were. They're going to do great things, after the sport. So they're set up pretty well.
Well, yeah, I think you'd have to be proud here. Second year in a row, you guys are top 10 here at States, and that's something not easy sometimes, but you guys are kind of peaking at the right time.
Yeah. Well, you know, we always say, you know, everyone else, you're always looking at rankings preseason, and and I just tell guys that doesn't really mean anything until we get up here. Wrestling in December is one thing. You can take some losses there. You know, we beat some guys here that we lost to earlier in the season. You know, we're peaking at the right time. And regardless of the results, this is probably the best we've wrestled. So, you know, it's definitely, results-wise, it's bittersweet, but there's a lot to take away, a lot to build on, for sure.